I had a discussion with my 6-year-old the other day about how this is difficult for all of us, and that it's completely natural and normal to get frustrated with each other, and even to get sick of each other. But we're relatively happy and healthy, and there are a lot of people who can't say this. He was dubious when I suggested we all just needed more exercise and time to, quote, get our sillies out. And we could all probably use better sleep, I said. To which he replied, yeah, but when we get a good night's sleep, we just dream about being stuck together anyway. This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine, episode 304. How close is too close?
I'm Taya Saraceni.
My name's Patrick Osborne.
And I'm Christopher Tongle.
One of the hardest things for me during quarantine is balancing out my much-needed personal space and getting the proper amount of sunshine and vitamin D needed to survive. I have my own mini apartment in my parents' basement. It's nice because I get my privacy and nobody really bothers me, but it's dark. There's no windows, there's no natural light coming in, and you can only be trapped in a cave for so long before you have to go into the world. When I come upstairs, the rays of sun shines through the windows and instantly makes me happier. But being upstairs means being around people. The same people I've been stuck with for over a month now. Family is great and all, but there is a point in time where your social battery just runs out and you just can't be around them anymore. I think I reached that point about 3 days into quarantine. On the bright side, being stuck at home hasn't been as bad as I thought it was going to be. I think one of the best things to come out of this is my growing relationship with my sister, Monica. We were never super close growing up, and honestly, we didn't really interact that much. But now, I've started to learn a lot about her. I've learned that she can't use a sledgehammer to save her life, and that she has a weird obsession with weed whacking. We both love cooking and have made some pretty interesting meals for the family. All right, well, enough of me talking. Here's what Monica had to say.
So quarantine has been interesting, to say the least. I'm used to spending time with my family, but every day, all day long, is definitely something new. I think my relationship with you has grown during this time because we've bonded over the fact that we're both stuck at home with boomers. Life for the past month or so has been pretty boring, but I know that we've found ways to keep ourselves entertained, even if it's just for a few minutes. Whether it's board games, Wii games, or games on our phone, we're pretty much always laughing. Not to mention we send each other a lot of memes. I've learned that you eat a lot of junk food. You definitely don't like to work out, but you find it humorous to watch me work out. And I've learned that you're good at braiding hair.
Times are tough right now. The weather outside starting to get warmer. The sun's staying out just a little bit longer. And we're stuck in a house. My house isn't all that bad, though. I mean, I get to see my whole family every single day. But sometimes that's not the best thing. My brother's always in his room. My mom's always in her room. And my dad, well, he's actually not home at all. He goes out and works. We have our good days and our bad days. And, you know, sometimes it's okay. You'll have those days. But overall, the good triumphs over the bad. There's been times where I've gotten into fights with my brother and my mom. And, you know, sometimes you like to get away. Well, we can't. My dad, on the other hand, though, he's always out. Sometimes I kind of wish I had his job. You know, he's by himself, but for the most part, he gets to see something different every day. He doesn't get to wake up and stare at a wall while taking online classes, or sit and look at a laptop all day at home, or even answering calls. Nope. He's out working on cables for another building. So, The relationships in my family haven't differed very much at all. But sometimes things do get a little feisty around here.
Regarding personal relationships in the house over the quarantine period, it's been ongoing. I have a full house here, so there's someone around every corner. That'll keep you on your toes at times. I appreciate the adventurous narrative with that thought. When you live in a large house for a long time, there will be some debates or misunderstandings. For the most part, I would say that things could have gone much worse, especially from a health perspective. The more people you live with, the higher the likelihood of getting sick. I've been scared of getting sick in general right now. I do not want to be in a medical building right now. Pennsylvania isn't too pretty right now. With a disproportionate elderly population in Lancaster, there are more cases here than there are in Pittsburgh. With young people in my house, I have taken extra precautions when leaving for essential activities. That has to improve a relationship. It demonstrates care. With extra time, well, sorta, on our hands, we have really bonded over cleaning to a degree. My one brother and I clean our outdoors area of our basement. Organizing and cleaning our equipment over some FM tunes is quite therapeutic and offers bonding qualities. Cleaning also produced my old knock hockey table and sticks with the pucks. So much fun to play. That was our Easter Sunday fun. That's the kind of stuff that you remember. My immediate familial relationships do not come and go, so you have to make the most of them.
How Close is Too Close was produced by Taya Saraceni with Patrick Osborne and Chris Tongle. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Help.